From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. General Motors is set to sell more than $20 billion worth of stock in its initial public offering today, one of the largest ever. NPR's Jim Zaroli says the share price of $33 is higher than the automaker or its bankers believed possible even a few weeks ago.
Much of the proceeds will go to the U.S. Treasury, which acquired a majority share in GM as a result of its 2009 bailout. The sale will leave taxpayers owning as little as 37% of the company, and much of that is expected to be sold off gradually in the stock market over the next few years. The IPO is a big milestone for GM, which declared bankruptcy nearly 18 months ago. Since then, GM has eliminated some divisions, laid off tens of thousands of employees, and turned a profit this year. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
The first Guantanamo detainee to be tried in a civilian court has been convicted of a single conspiracy charge, but the jury cleared Ahmed Gailani of 284 other charges against him, including the most serious counts linked to bombings of U.S. embassies in Africa in 1998. Gailani's attorney, Peter Quijano, says the outcome shows the strength of the federal criminal justice system.
This verdict is a reaffirmation that this nation's judicial system is the greatest ever devised. It is truly a system of laws and not men.
But NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports the verdict is prompting renewed criticism of the administration's plans to put other Guantanamo detainees on trial in civilian courts.
The courtroom fell silent as officials read dozens of not guilty verdicts linked to the murders of 224 people who died in the embassy bombing attacks. Gailani was in tears. Prosecutors said Gailani bought the truck and explosives used in the attack. The defense said he was a dupe and he had no idea he was helping al-Qaeda with its opening salvo against the United States. Gailani was the first Guantanamo Bay detainee to be transferred to the U.S. for trial, and he faces a minimum of 20 years on the conspiracy charge. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Rolls-Royce is indicating it may need to replace about 40 of its jet engines on Airbus A380 Super Jumbo jets. The BBC's Phil Mercer says that's about half of those currently in use on the global fleet of the world's largest passenger jetliner.
The refit was confirmed by the Qantas chief executive Alan Joyce. The Australian carrier was forced to ground its six Airbus Super Jumbos following an explosion on a flight bound for Sydney earlier this month. It made an emergency landing in Singapore after one of its giant engines disintegrated shortly after takeoff.
The BBC's Phil Mercer in Sydney. The House Ethics Committee decides today on the punishment for veteran Congressman Charles Rangel of New York. He was found to have violated House ethics rules relating to his fundraising and personal finances. This is NPR News from Washington. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska is declaring victory in the last Senate race in this year's elections to be decided.
I want to thank each and every one of you. I want to thank all Alaskans for helping us make history. It is truly, truly, truly remarkable.
Ellen Lockyer of Alaska Public Radio reports Murkowski becomes the first write-in candidate to win a Senate race in more than 50 years, but her GOP opponent is not yet conceding defeat.
Murkowski claimed victory in what had become a bare-knuckled fight against challenger and Republican primary winner Joe Miller. A hand count of write-in ballots put Murkowski more than 10,000 votes ahead of Miller. Miller said Wednesday he hasn't decided on a recount, although the Republican Party of Alaska has officially accepted Murkowski as Alaska's Republican senator. For NPR News, I'm Ellen Lockyer in Anchorage.
A new report finds that nearly 40% of Americans now believe that marriage is becoming obsolete. The study is by the Pew Research Center. Pew's executive vice president, Paul Taylor, says Americans are also waiting longer these days to get married.
One of the most dramatic changes over the last half century or so is the delay of the median age of first marriage for both men and women. It has risen by 5 years over the last 40 or 50 years.
Taylor says nearly one in three American children under the age of 18 is now living with a parent or parents who are unwed or no longer married. That's a fivefold increase since 1960. The survey also found young adults tend to have more liberal attitudes when it comes to spousal roles and living together before marriage. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.